This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, the Pennsylvania representative who made it a total ass out of himself really thinks he was doing the right thing, but it shows you how they really don't like the First Amendment and freedom of speech when you disagree with them, they being the left. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Esther has been patiently waiting in Hamilton. And hi, Esther. How are you today?
Hi. Wonderful. I love your show.
Thank you.
First time I called you. I've been a listener of this station forever since it began. So I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, I'm grateful you called and grateful you listened. So thank you.
Yeah, you're great. Ballot harvesting. Have you heard about that?
Well, tell us about it.
They did it in California. Before the midterm election, California Democrats passed a new law that would permit a practice known as ballot harvesting. What they do is the operatives, or they send out, mail-in ballots to everyone, whether they ask for one or not. Then the campaign operatives, they're permitted to go door-to-door to collect them on behalf of the voters. Under a California ballot harvesting scheme, anybody can walk into the election office and hand over truckloads of mail-in ballots, no questions asked. They don't even need to provide any documentation or proof that the voters they are turning in are legitimate. This information I got from American Civil Rights Union Action Fund. Ed Neese is involved in that, and Walter Williams. So they want us to check with our representative, tell him to not to vote for this bill that Pelosi is putting through. It's called HR1, that it's going to go through. She wants it to be a law so that every state can do this.
Well, look, I'm glad you brought it to our attention. We will certainly
check that out.
Absolutely.
Check that out.
HR1. All right, Esther, thank you very much, my dear.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. I think the game they're going to try to play in 2020 is with the Electoral College. Obviously, you have these states now that want to try to give their Electoral College votes to whoever wins the national popular election. So obviously, if you can affect the outcome of the national popular election in your state, you can try to get those electoral votes there. I question the constitutionality of this, but they have to have enough states to equal 270 electoral votes before it could happen anyway. But yeah, that's their goal. That's their ultimate goal, to undo the Electoral College by this compact of states that they're working on right now. And look, part of the problem right now is that you have a number of people who are absolutely of the mindset that you are an idiot. They think you're an idiot. They think you're an adult. I'm always amazed when you argue with certain people on social media, and the first thing they do is they come back and mock your intelligence. You ever notice that? You probably see that. Facebook or Twitter. Where if you disagree with them, the first thing they do is they put you down. They tell you to read a book. They tell you to whatever. You know, you're not smart. It's the same old basket of deplorables thing. It's something they do over and over and over again. They also say that we're intolerant. But I got to be honest with you, I don't really ever see any evidence of that. I don't see intolerance being pushed by our side. You know, if I don't like something that people do, I don't watch it. Just not my thing. So, you know, I don't try to shut them down. I don't lead boycotts. I don't do that stuff. If I see people protesting things I don't like, I usually walk away. If I think it's appropriate to have a conversation, I might have a conversation with them. But I don't get in their face and yell at them, embarrass them if they're exercising their First Amendment rights. I mean, I'm in Philadelphia, so, you know, we've got people who protest around here all the time. We get emails once a week from our human resources that tell us about, you know, this protest or that protest or shutting down the roads or doing this or doing that. We were joking about it today. You know, what's the gripe this week when they're protesting? But I think, look, you know, that's our republic. People get to protest. It's their God-given right to protest their government. And I say, you know, more power to you. But that's not how a certain member of the Pennsylvania House of Nonsense thinks, right? Because this delegate, he decides now to get into a woman's face and yell at her. because he doesn't like how she feels on abortion. So Pennsylvania State Rep Brian Sims, you probably have heard about this guy by now, verbally harassing an elderly female anti-abortion protester. Now, first of all, this guy is an elected official. So number one, your job should be to protect the First Amendment for everybody, not just the people that you agree with. Number two, this is an elderly woman, so you should have some respect for your elders, and you should not get in her face. Number three, what he said to people that tweeted this out by saying horrible things about them shows you exactly what I mean about the absolute intolerance that so many people on the left show. Now, I can tell you that I've seen people protest guns, for example, right? And I've walked by them. I've never stopped them and screamed at them or gotten their face or anything like that. I've seen people protest, you could just wait down in Philadelphia. You'll see a protest against the police. You'll see a protest against Trump. You'll see a protest. And I walk away. I walk away. Have at it. Do your thing. This is America. Do your thing. This guy is a member of the Pennsylvania legislature. And he should be there to ensure that all of his constituents have the right to express their opinions on things. But no, because if you don't agree with him, then he wants you shut down. In fact, worse, he'll harass you. So first he begins by explaining who he is, because he's obviously a narcissistic jerk. So take a listen to what he says.
Hi, everyone. Representative Brian Sims here. And I'm once again out in front of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania. It's not only in my district, it's the most heavily protested Planned Parenthood, I believe, in the country. And today's protester, now, she is an old white lady who's going to try to avoid showing you her face. So I have a couple questions for you, ma'am. How many children have you clothed today? I'm sorry, I missed your answer. How many children have you clothed today? How about how many children have you put shoes on their feet today? Have you fed any children today, or have you just stood out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do? Huh?
Let's stop it there for a second. Does anybody find the irony in this, considering that she has a constitutional right to protest Planned Parenthood and he's literally shaming her? Does anybody find that to be just a little bit ironic? So here he is. He's an old white lady. He's a young white guy, by the way. But what's the first thing he says? Here's an old white lady. She doesn't want us to see her face. So she has the right to be there. This is her constitutional right. And here's an elected official shaming her for exercising her First Amendment right. Now, the word abortion is not in the Constitution. The speech, though, is. I mean, that's actually in the Constitution. So you could argue that actually the constitutional right that's in the Constitution is the one that he's there shaming her for exercising, which is her First Amendment right. But it also goes without saying that just because something is a constitutional right doesn't mean you can't protest it. For example, there's a lot of people out there who protest guns, which is also a constitutional right. I wonder if this moron would ever go out there and shame people who are protesting people, say, at a gun range. You think this guy would go up in their face and go, hey, you're here protesting somebody who they're doing nothing but exercising their constitutional right. You think this guy would do that? I don't. You know why? Because he's a hypocrite. That's why. He's an absolute hypocrite. And this jerk thinks that he's doing something so high and mighty as he shames this woman, as he mansplains to this woman. Here comes the white guy to get in the face of a woman and belittle her and berate her. And I guess people on the left cheer for this. I guess you think this is a good thing? All right, keep going.
If you hear about the children, you can pray at home for children. It's probably the same place that you feed a child, but you're not. Instead, you're out here shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do. Who would have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood telling people what's right for their bodies? Shame on you. Shame on you for hiding your face at the same time that you're shaming other people. Again, the same laws that protect me protect you, and that's okay. You're allowed to be out here. That doesn't mean that you have a moral right to be out here. Shame on you. What you're doing here is disgusting.
Now, let's stop it for this a second. First of all, it doesn't mean you have a moral right to be out here. I mean, who are you to decide what's moral or not when this woman's exercising her First Amendment rights? But that's the thing, right? So he'll mock her for her belief in Christianity. He'll mock her for her faith, which is governed by morals, right? But then he'll say, you don't have a moral right to be here. But her premise of being there is based on morality. He doesn't like her morality. So he's protesting. And so what he does is he gets in her face and he belittles her and he shames her and he goes, and you've got the right to be here, but I'm going to shame you and I'm going to yell at you and I'm going to do all these things to you. Now, this isn't some guy off the street. This guy's a member of the legislature. He's an elected official. So he's there to represent people who are his constituents. Not everybody agrees with State Representative Brian Sims. Not everybody is as obnoxious as State Representative Brian Sims. But you know what? It's his job to make sure that they get to express their opinions on things. Not this guy. Nope, he doesn't like it. If you don't pass the test, the Brian Sims test, well, then I'm going to get in your face. I'm going to yell at you and I'm going to belittle you and I'm going to say horrible things about you. Just back it up like 20 seconds for me, Greg, if you would. And I'm going to yell at you and I'm going to call you a racist. I'm going to do all these things because I'm going to show you, I'm going to virtue signal and show you, Grandma, what I think is right. And imagine a world like that, by the way, where if you're out there expressing an opinion that somebody in government doesn't like, they come and publicly shame you and humiliate you on the streets. Now, imagine if that guy was in charge. Like, imagine if this state representative was running things. See, to me, that's absolutely what happens in dictatorships, where you protest something that the government doesn't like you protesting, and they do this but worse. They do this but worse to you. The point of free speech is for the government to protect opinions that it disagrees with. This jackass is out there because he doesn't like what she's saying. And instead of protecting her right, he goes in and belittles her and mocks her and absolutely disrespects her. Go ahead.
Shame on you for hiding your face at the same time that you're shaming other people. Again, the same laws that protect me protect you. And that's okay. You're allowed to be out here. That doesn't mean that you have a moral right to be out here. Shame on you. What you're doing here is disgusting. This is wrong. You have no business being out here. Disgusting. Shame on you, ma'am, for standing out here thinking you know what's right for other people's bodies. Shame on you. Shame. Shame. Shame on you. There's no faith that tells you you are right and everybody else is wrong. There's no faith that tells you it's your job to stand out here and shame people for something that they have a right to do. This is disgusting. This is wrong. This is shameful. So please, if you're watching this, even if it's just $5 that you can give to Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania.
See, then he starts to raise money for Planned Parenthood, which is ultimately what this is all about, right? It's just about raising money for, you know, his little constituency group. And isn't it also something, too, the most heavily protested Planned Parenthood? Here's one little defenseless old lady by herself, probably scared to death. She's there. She's not bothering anybody. She's just protesting. She didn't go in there and try to kill an abortion provider. She didn't try to grab a young woman who was walking in and drag her out. All she did was stand there and just protest. She's just standing there and doing a silent prayer. But this guy, he knows best. See, he knows what's best, and he'll mock you and humiliate you and shame you, and then he becomes a character, like a caricature of a Game of Thrones guy. Shame, 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 belittling her, because this guy is a clown. He's a clown is what he is. Representative Brian Sims, why don't you come on this show, you clown? Huh? Are you too scared? Because you're just going to yell at people like little old ladies. Can you handle young white men, or is it just little old white ladies you go after? Can you, tough white guy, do you only berate and harass old ladies, or do you also go after men? I'm curious. Because if you do go after young guys, I'd love to get you in here, you arrogant jerk. Why don't you try to do that? Or maybe I'll wait till, how about you want my grandma? I'll bring my grandma in here to debate you coward. Tough guy yelling at an old lady on the streets. Real tough guy. Yeah, this guy's a jerk, huh? Man, what a jerk.
So who recorded him?
He recorded himself.
Okay.
Yeah, he made a selfie, Dawn, a video selfie.
That's why the audio quality is bad, because it's on Periscope, so he's flipping it around, and it's like it keeps cutting out and stuff. So that's why the quality isn't that great for it. I just thought you guys want to know that.
Yeah, he begins with that, he's looking at himself, and then he goes over and try and shames this little old lady, and, you know, what a jerk. Guy has no manners. No manners whatsoever, you know?
It'll be interesting to see if this gets any reaction at all. It'll be interesting.
Well, I wonder if this guy will come on the show and debate me, because I'm not a little old lady, Dawn. So I'm not a white old lady, so I don't know if he'll take me on. But I'd love to. I mean, he has an open invitation, Brian Sims.
Should we call his office?
Let's call his office.
Yeah. Joe, call his office.
See, tell him I want him to come in studio and yell in my face like that and shame me. See how that works out.
Yep.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to find other protests. I want to see if he'll go there and yell at those people too. So we're going to find other protests in the area where people are exercising their First Amendment rights and see if he'll go and scream in their faces. Like every, I got an example. Every time you see that rat, that union rat,
yes,
and those guys are protesting at a job site, I want to know if he'll go down there and yell at those guys and get in their face like that. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, if he does, we'll definitely go down and record that reaction.
Oh yeah, that we're definitely recording. I'll bring a camera crew. Like an HD, I'll film at an IMAX.
Hey,
that's what I want to do.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to us?
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Oh God,
little boy,
that would be amazing.
Don't you have to go back to work now? Get out of here. I would pay for that to happen. I would love. Apparently now, I heard from one of our Zioli Army members on Twitter that he went to the Capitol today. They had a gun rally, a Second Amendment rally, and I guess he was a no-show there. They tried to find him in his office, but he wasn't there. He was hiding. So. Danny Mack says, he is a coward. I was in Harrisburg today for the pro-gun rally. This coward was a no-show to his office. We went to meet him so I could call him a coward to his face. He was hiding. Weakling and then asshat. Danny, that's terrible to call a person an asshat.
Never call somebody an asshat.
Never do that. It's a mean, terrible thing to say. Mean. Very mean.
It's like shaming them.
Like say shame.
So he has two offices. He has one, his Philadelphia office, which is on Chestnut Street, and the other one, he has a Harrisburg office, too. So.
Chestnut's not far from here, right?
No, it's 10th and Chestnut.
Oh, and it's like 5 blocks or something.
Yeah.
We should definitely go up there and pay this guy a visit. Tough guy. Hey, tough guy, come on down here and yell in my face, you jerk. What an absolute arrogant tool.
Yeah.
Is there more of that, or is that the end of it?
No,
I know it's 8 minutes.
No,
eight minutes, Don, this whole video is. For 8 minutes, he does this nonsense.
I cut up the best parts, but no, we're not done with...
this is now here. State Representative Brian Sims getting in the face of a woman who is peacefully, by the way, protesting outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic, as people do prayer vigils outside of abortion clinics all the time, by the way. Go ahead.
This is the kind of stuff that they have to deal with. Cowards that won't show their face when others are looking, but they will shame every single woman, every single person of color, every single family that walks in here looking for help, looking for guidance. You know who this woman is, and if you can give me her address, we'll protest out in front of her home. Let's go protest out.
See what he's doing now, and let's stop it now. See, this guy's an elected official. This is what I really have a problem with here, is that he's threatening her by that. That's a threat.
Right, that is a threat.
That's a threat. You know, I don't like what you're doing here, so now I'm going to get your address, and we're going to have people show up at your house. That's not how government is supposed to operate. And people who are elected to government are not supposed to act this way. That is harassing, threatening behavior is what this guy is doing. He should be investigated. They should do an ethics investigation into this guy's, this jackass is what they should do.
Here's the thing about Philadelphia. To your point, we have protesters every single day.
Right.
Everybody puts up with it. We always, you know, here on the Zioli Show, we tell everybody, hey, watch out, avoid this area. But everybody that's driving through it, you're tolerant because it's America.
Right.
And so no matter what they're protesting, everybody just says, doesn't matter. The bigger picture here is they're allowed to protest.
Yeah.
So I find this ironic and a little disturbing.
Yeah, the attitude always is, all right, well, you know what, this is the cradle of liberty,
yes.
This is where it all began, so naturally, with the Constitution Center, the Independence Hall, people are going to protest here. Great, more power to them, it's America, beautiful thing. And, you know, I got to say, the Philadelphia police do an outstanding job keeping the protesters safe.
Yep.
They always do. I sometimes make jokes that they give them a little too much protection, but, I mean, they got the guys on the bicycles, they have the motorcycle cops sometimes. They give them safety. Even when they're protesting the police
yes.
protect them, which is something that you don't realize. People don't realize. But I've seen anti-cop protests where the Philadelphia police, there's more cops than protesters, and they're not there to intimidate those guys. They're there to protect them so that they have a peaceful right to protest, even though they're yelling and screaming in their face and spitting in their face. And I one time asked a cop in studio about this. We were doing our Salute the Shield, and I said, you know, does that bother you when they're yelling at you and you're there protecting them? He goes, no, because I'm protecting the Constitution.
Yes. Yep.
I remember when he said that. He goes, no, I'm protecting the Constitution. My job. It's my job. This guy's job as a member of the state legislature is to also protect the Constitution. That's also his job. And you have a First Amendment right from this Pennsylvania state constitution and also the United States Constitution to protest anything you like. And it shouldn't be where then government thugs then threaten you to put to out you in your address, to have people show up at your house and intimidate you, especially when you're a little old lady. Man.
Joe has an update. He just called Joe. The office.
So I just called and it went straight to the answering machine and they said that the message queue is full.
Oh, it's full.
It's full.
Oh, it's full. Do you have that number? Can you give that number, please?
Sure. Number is...
Now, remember, he's a state elected official, so this is public record. It's We're allowed to give this number out.
Yeah, certainly.
I have it. It's his Chestnut Hill office, or his, I'm sorry, his Chestnut Street office is 215-246-1501 and his Harrisburg office is 717-783-4072.
And he's on Twitter, at Coward Jackass, which I think is an interesting handle. At Rep Sims, R-E-P-S-I-M-S.
Do you see his cover photo on his Twitter?
He's such an arrogant. You know how much brunch this guy eats on weekends?
His hipster beard.
Hipster beard. You know he's eating pumpkin pancakes every weekend. Every weekend.
And right in his bio, it says LGBTQ activist, which is fine.
Right.
But there are other people in his district that aren't LGBTQ. So what about those people?
Right.
Is he an activist for everybody or just...
Yeah. Is it just them that you care about or do you care about other people too? You obviously not, right? You really don't. You clearly don't. Arrogant. What an arrogant jerk. All I ask him is, and what I'd like you to do if you call his office or ask him on Twitter, don't threaten him. Don't make any physical threats. But I want to know if he only picks on little old ladies or if he's willing to come in here and debate me in my face and yell at me in my face. Because I agree with this woman on abortion, so I'd like to have him come here and yell at my face. I'll give him my megaphone. I'll let him borrow Bernie's megaphone. Yeah, listen, you could even have megaphone Bernie's official megaphone, because obviously you're not a tough guy unless you're yelling, right? And look, if I'm too threatening for you, Joe's girlfriend, who's 84 years old, can come in, and you can yell at her. It's like, you know what, he would yell at Captain America's old flame, Peggy.
Can he get in trouble for threatening the woman to find her home address?
I think he should. That's what I mean, Dawn. There should be an ethics investigation because he's not just a guy on the street. It's one thing if somebody on the street goes up and yells at somebody. Okay, that's also America. But this guy is a member of the legislature, so he takes an oath. What is the oath to get in the legislature? Does anybody have it? Can you look that up? Sure. I'm curious. It's probably like, I pledge to waste as much money as possible and to soak the taxpayers and to harass people. He represents a neighborhood in Philadelphia, too. The birthplace of freedom. How many people have died for the right to protest? How many people have died, literally bled for the right to protest in this country? Which is a right that I fully support. I've never one time ever said protesting should ever stop. In fact, I've said that if there's ever governments that make it hard to protest, that is unconstitutional. And I've gone after that before because I'm consistent. So when governments try to make it too difficult for you to exercise your rights, whatever your rights are, I always call that stuff out. It's like when if they create excessive fees or they try to cancel protests because they say they can't keep the people safe. I always say, BS, you just don't want to hear them protesting. That's not right. Now, Johnny asks a good question. Is it legal for a sitting legislature to solicit funds for a political organization? If it isn't, though, it goes against my principles. I would love to see them throw the book at him. That's another point, right, too. He's out there. And remember, he says, I'm State Representative Brian Sims.
He does.
Can you, Greg, play the beginning of his arrogant little temper tantrum? Where he introduced.
Hi, everyone. Representative Brian Sims here. And I'm once again out in front of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania.
Right, so yes, he's using his official state rep office for the purposes of this. He's not just there. And then he tries to solicit funds for Planned Parenthood at the end. Oh, man. Could you imagine if this guy was doing this? Imagine if it was a conservative member of the legislature who was screaming at a woman going in for an abortion. And can you imagine how that would be national media, would it not?
It would
be. Epic national media. All right, 855-839-1210. What an absolute nutcase.
I do solemnly swear I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the U.S. and the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
See?
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
So now, if you are absolutely then pledging to support and defend the United States Constitution, what's literally the First Amendment of the Constitution, right? It's number one, guy. Number one. Which also encompasses freedom of religion, which is also why he's, let's face it, really there, right? Because he fundamentally disagrees. In fact, he called people Bible-thumping hypocrites or something who criticized what he did.
I had the exact quote. Sorry.
It was Live Action who tweeted him, and then he wrote back and said, you Bible-thumping...
Bring it Bring it, Bible bullies. You are bigots, sexist, and misogynists, and I see right through your fake morals and broken and your broken values. Hashtag be real.
Oh, well, at least he hashtagged it.
Yeah.
Tough guy hashtagged it. Wow. All right. Well, listen, reach out to him. Tell him he's welcome on the show. Come on. Come on, studio, big guy.
His mailbox is full.
Yeah, mailbox is full, yeah, okay. You coward. And he's hiding right now. You know he's hiding. Little coward. 855-839-1210. Hey, we'll even give you a pumpkin latte if you come in. This guy definitely drinks pumpkin lattes. Yeah. You know he does. And he probably only drinks low-carb beer, too.
Definitely.
No doubt, right?
Definitely.
No doubt. Not question.
With his bomber jacket and his 76er shirt on in his profile pic.
855-839-1210. Which profile pic are you looking at? Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
So I've got at Rep Sims, which is his official account.
Oh, official.
No, what's the...
Brian Sims, at Brian Sims PA is his...
Is that his personal one?
Yeah, and he's standing in front of, it looks like some, I don't know if it's like a kaleidoscope type
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing.
Looks like somebody did a tie-dye job on
yes,
the wall.
Yes,
he's got a bomber jacket with, 76ers t-shirt on, yeah.
And his beard.
Hashtag Little Mermaid Enthusiast. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know. I don't want to know what that means.
I hope he has kids. I hope he has daughters.
I mean, that, to me, that's just...
That gets creepy.
little mermaid enthusiast. Well, yeah. Well, he could have daughters still if he was...
No,
I don't know his marital status or his status in...
Yeah, I don't know.
And I frankly don't care, by the way.
No.
I mean, none of us, that's the irony, right? None of us care. In fact, if I saw somebody yelling at him for going into a gay bar, like you know, shaming him, I would say to that person, you're out of line. Like, leave the guy alone. Like, let him do his thing.
Sure.
You know, I make fun of people going to brunch. I don't want you to protest their right to go to brunch. Just let them go to brunch and pay $70 for breakfast. Like a dope.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.